Project Veritas whistleblower, Hasbro CRT training session teaches employees that babies are racist. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2021. A Hasbro whistleblower told Project Veritas that employees have been lectured by Conscious Kids co-founders Katie E. Zuka and Ramon Stevens, who asserted during a critical race theory training session that babies can be racist and added that children are showing pro-white anti-black bias by the age of four. David Johnson, a Harvey Nash packaging engineer contracting with Hasbro, spoke to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas and explained he came forward because he opposes the indoctrination of children that they wanted to push. "I felt that more people needed to know about it," Johnson said of the CRT training imposed by the company behind famed board games like Monopoly and Operation and children's toys such as Nerf and Potato Head. Notably, Hasbro announced its intention to drop the Mr. earlier this year as an effort to be more gender-neutral. The company's influence spans far beyond toys, as it has turned some of its biggest toy products into blockbuster films under its Hasbro Films banner, from My Little Pony to G.I. Joe. According to Johnson, he and other employees were forced to participate in a critical race theory training session led by Conscious Kids co-founders Katie E. Zuka and Ramon Stevens, who made startling allegations, teaching Hasbro employees that babies are, at worst, inherently racist, or at the best, prone to racist behavior. They want to introduce children into racial bias at an early age before they're really able to understand what race and racism is, Johnson explained. Recordings of the session feature E. Zuka explaining, "By 3 to 6 months, babies are beginning to notice and already express preference by race. Babies, as young as 2, are already using race to reason about people's behaviors. We may see this play out in daycare or on the playground, and how kids are starting to choose or exclude playmates and friends," she continued, effectively suggesting that toddlers are racist. "It's absurd to just state as fact that at 2 years old, children are going to be racist and using race to reason about who they're going to play with," Johnson told O'Keefe. However, E. Zuka did not stop there and continued walking through their beliefs in childhood development, asserting that children as young as 3 may use racist language intentionally. Further, by the age of 4, children begin to show strong and consistent pro-white anti-black bias, she claimed. "By age 3, children are already starting to apply stereotypes, and research shows that they also may use racist language intentionally at this age. White children at this age may report explicit or overt negative attitudes towards people of color. By age 4, kids are showing a strong and consistent pro-white anti-black bias. At the age of 5, children show many of the same racial attitudes held by adults. Children are really sensitive to the status of different racial groups in our society and show a high status bias towards white people, which is the socially privileged group in our society. White children show pro-white bias at this age." Appearing on Hannity Monday, Johnson said he is not worried about the backlash he will receive for exposing Hasbro's agenda, as it is the cost of speaking truth to power. "CRT teaches people, and at Hasbro they wanted to teach children, to judge people based on race. And that's not something that I feel that I think Dr. Martin Luther King would have supported," Johnson said. "That's something, King, wanted to end in this country. It's not the correct path forward that we should be taking," he added.